Rashi on, not on what you have in your hands, on V'Avdas Hashem Elikecha, the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, says it's Eino Deme Oved Me'avo L'Oved Me'yiro. Because Oved Me'yiro, Rabbi Matriach Olov V'Oisev Loi. I think that's the Lashon of Rashi and the Chumash. But it says, a person who serves Hashem out of Yira, then, or serves a master out of Yira, when it becomes too difficult, he just takes a walk. That's too hot in the kitchen, so he just leaves. Eino doyme oise meyavol oise meyiro. Ho oise etzel rabbi meyiro, kishehu matriach olov, manich v'hoylech loy. It's a sifri. He says, there's no comparison. Eino doyme. Because one who serves his master out of fear, when the master is matriach, overburdens him, then he just picks himself up and leaves. He had enough, I can't handle it. So, oved meyav is a whole different situation. Even if he's matriachim, he's not going to run away, and l'maisa, even the Ava makes it that it doesn't even feel the tirfa. It's, you know, keyomim achodim ba'avo so. So the shaila is, how do we acquire this love? You know, it's such a powerful thing. It really is the formula for preventing people from running away from shmiras hamitzvahs. Rabu matriach olov, hoylech loy. That's, we see that happening to many people. Some people on a broader level, some people on a, you know, a limited level, but, you know, it becomes too difficult. The burden, the pressure, the overwhelming pressure, and what we do when we're under pressure is we tend to run away. So, to be able to develop this Avas Hashem would be a tremendous asset to a life of commitment and to shmiras hamitzvahs and to be able to grow and to be able to maintain the course long term. So, what's the formula? So we know, of course, one formula. I think we even mentioned it last week. V'hoyu advar mo'ele, that love actually is the limud ha-Torah, because when one learns, one is engaged in coming to recognize Hashem, and that is gufa, an expression of his love of Hashem. The effort that he puts in is an expression of the love of Hashem, and that, of course, helps him to get there. But there seems to be something else here. In the Sipurnu in Shir Hashirim, he says, the Pasuk says, "Mi yiten cho ki ochli yoinek shtei imi." And if only that he would be to me like a brother. And the Sipurnu explains, what's this request, what's this hope that he would be to me like a brother? Yiten cho ki ochli mi yiten ve'asig drochecho ve'evoid me'avo kemoy le'ach. If only I could be masig the darkei Hashem, and I would serve him me'avo just like to an ach, loy miyira levad keroy la'av, not from yira alone that was appropriate to a father. And it seems here that Shlomo HaMelech is expressing the yearning of Klal Yisrael to be able to rise above that status of yira levad. I don't know why it's keroy la'ach, I guess. Keroy la'av, I guess by the av there isn't any, there's love, but in terms of what we do, there's a mitzvah of ishimei ve'oviv tiro'u, and that's the way we fulfill the mitzvah of the hanhogas to a father. But he says that if only I'd be able to get to this matzav that I could love Hashem, that the av is the predominant motivation in everything I do, be a different world, be a different life. It'd be so much more secure. And when it's miyira, it's shaky because the yira becomes overwhelming. And what's the formula? He says the formula is miyitein ve'asig drochecho ve'evod me'avo. How does one come to love Hashem me'avo? It says the pasuk doesn't say anything about asig drochecha miyitencho keochli. It says, oh, sholi be'ach anach. Anach means I should serve out of love. So where is this v'asig drochecha? The Teretz says the Sepunu understands that the way to come to love Hashem and therefore to serve Hashem me'avo is this hakora of the Darkei Hashem, who He is. We must be able to focus on understanding and recognizing and realizing and imbibing and modeling our own lives, because that's the only way we can really appreciate the Darkei Hashem, on the Darkei Hashem. Mahu rachum, afato rachum, mahu chanun, afato chanun. And every time that I get a deeper insight into Hashem's chesed, into Hashem's rachmin, into Hashem's emes, into Hashem's savlonis, into Hashem's forgiveness, into Hashem's patience, all of these things, that I come to love Him because look who He is, look who He is, appreciate Him, look at His midas, look at this. And this is really the trick. I mentioned here before that the Alter from Slabotka told Rabbi Aryeh Levine that every day at the end of Shmon Esrei, he should say that posuk, Hoireini Hashem darkecho, ahaleich ba'amitecho, yachei levovi liyoshemecho. Teach me, Hashem, your ways. Ahaleich ba'amitecho. Should be able to follow and go in those ways. And Mimela, that understanding the Darkei Hashem is the surefire, is the maybe the truest formula to love Hashem. And I think that we get caught up in the specifics of what we do, even when we learn Musa, and we sometimes forget about that mahu afato, about that ultimate goal. About the goal is, the Novi says, haska v'yodeosi. Alis halchocham chochmosoi. It's only one thing that's praiseworthy. Haskel v'yodeosi. Yedias Hashem. Knowing the Darkei Hashem. When one knows the Darkei Hashem, one can't help but to love Him. And when one loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then his avodas Hashem is secure. It's secure because it's not a burden. It's a pleasure. It's a thrill. It's push it. It's what I want to do most in life because of the fact that I recognize and that I know the Darkei Hashem. Now it seems that there's some confusion in achieving this love of Hashem, because he says that v'loy miyira bilvad keroy la'av. Like, a father, there's love for a father, but the motivating factor there is the mitzvah, to fear, and I fear him, and there is fear. That's why ish imay v'oviv tiroi, that the mother is put first there, because we tend to feel the father more. And it does seem that there's some type of a contradiction, or almost a confusion, when one has Yira and Avo together. Because if there's Yira, so what's the motivation? Well, I'm afraid. I'm afraid of being punished. I'm afraid of doing something wrong because I'm afraid I'm going to get a punishment. And that in itself can interfere with the motivation of serving Hashem Me'avo. Because what's motivating this action? Why am I doing this? Well, I don't want to be punished, and I love him. So what's motivating it? Well, I'm afraid of being punished. It seems that if a person is focused on the fear of punishment, then the truth of the matter is that the avo is not poil, is not doing its job, is not motivating, is not accomplishing its goal, because that's not the full motivation. I'm not serving me. I'm an ach, it seems, that it's not out of Yira. There's no, forget the Yira. I love. The goal is to love Hashem. And we have to be very careful that we don't allow the Yira to interfere with that Ava. How does this all play out? So I think it's really very, very simple. You know, the Rambam says in the end of Hilchas Tshuva that a person who serves Hashem Yira is a Mida Pchusa. He says, that's for k'tanim and whatever. He says, that's not That's not the way it should be done. He says, we should serve Hashem not for fear of punishment, not for desire of reward, only because we love Hashem. It's that love, and he even refers to Shir HaShirim, he says, the love like a person, that he thinks about it all the time, when he gets up, when he goes to sleep, when he eats, when he drinks, whatever he's doing. Yeser Mikein, he says, should be the love of Hashem, and that should be the motivation in all of the mitzvahs. And Yira, that's for Pchusim, that's a lowly madrega to do it out of Yira. Yet, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs lists Yira Shemayim as a mitzvah saseh. So the shaila is, so the mitzvah saseh is only for the pchusim? It's not a mitzvah saseh for everybody. Oh, pchusim, you should have yira shamayim, you should have yira sa'inesh. But great people, they're only doing up. There's no such mitzvah. There's no mitzvah that's only written for the pchusim. The mitzvahs are for everybody. And if there's a mitzvah of yira, it's negayah to everybody. So what's the pshat? So the pshat seems to be, if you look at the Loshon over there, and especially the way the Chofetz Chaim learns pshat in that Loshon, in that Rambam, he says, the inyan of Yira Shemayim, of Yira Se'inish, is the pshat that, when Advar Avera Bo Liotcha, and all the love can't keep me in line. The love is the motivator. Why I do it is because I love Hashem. What's my goal? My goal is to recognize Hashem to the extent and to appreciate His midas, His hatova, His chesed, His rachamim, His goodness, His kindness, and what He does for the world, what He does for me, to such an extent that just brings forth this natural appreciation and love and desire and to do everything that He wants because I love Him so much. I appreciate Him so much. When that fails, then a person has to tell himself, well, you know, I love Hashem dearly, but I love myself more. When I have this taiva to do this thing, and my own avas atzmi is conflicting with my avas Hashem, what do I do? That's when the Yira So'inish comes in. That's when I say, Yira, listen, if the love is not working, so I have to tell myself, you know something, there's consequences. There's reward if you do good. There's punishment if you don't. But that's a temporary measure in an emergency situation to address the need of the moment when I feel overwhelmed and I feel that I can't do what I have to do, only machmas this midah of love. But the motivation has to be love. And therefore, if a person can have yira, but when it comes to motivating, that has to be no shaykhis. I'm not doing anything out of fear. I've purified myself as much as possible. I'm not focusing on that fear at all. I'm focusing on one thing. I'm focusing on love. Because if a person does, to the degree that a person includes the yira in the motivation, then it's to that degree that he opens himself up to the sakona, that if it becomes too overwhelming, then part of me, the part of me that's yira motivated, is going to want to drift and to get out because it's too difficult. But when the motivation is all ava, then I'm not going to do that. And even if sometimes when I feel that it's falling short, then I have to focus a little bit on that yira and take stock and realize have a machashev hefsed mitzvah keneged schor v'schar aveira keneged hefsedo. That's all as a temporary measure just to get myself back online to be able to really serve Hashem me'ava. And the truth of the matter is, it goes further. And I mention this all the time, and I don't really know exactly the best uptaich, but if you look at the Rashi at the beginning of Shir HaShirim, he explains why Shir HaShirim is Kodesh Kodoshim, and Lo Hoyo Hoylam Kedai Keyoim Shenitin Bo Shir HaShirim. Why? Shekula Yira Shamayim V'Kibul Ol Malchusay. It's all about Yira Shamayim and Kabbalah So Malchus Shamayim. And anyone who ever studied Shir HaShirim knows that it doesn't say a word about it. It's all about love. It's all about love. That's all that it mentions, the word of Yira Shamayim, the word of Kabbalah So'ma Chushamayim. And it seems that the underlying factor, even in the Yira Shamayim, is really that Avas Hashem. Yira Shamayim is, some people put it, it's not clear what Rashi means, but some people put it, the Achos Tzadikim puts it in a way, he says, you know what my greatest fear is? My greatest fear is to lose that love, is to lose that relationship. That love means so much to me, that relationship means so much to me. I feel so tight with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I only have one fear,
The fear is that I'm going to lose it. But other than that fear, the love can be the greatest motivator. The love is the greatest source of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. The love is the greatest motivator to keep me in line and even to motivate me to use the Yira when necessary, when there's a time of difficulty and I'm feeling that Nisoyan. And the truth is that we know that every time we say Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, Kriya Shema is Avo Rabo, Avas Oilim, Oyevamo Yisroel, Berich Avamo Yisroel B'Avo. It's all connected with Avo. And I think that that this is like, on the one hand, seems superfluous. Like, of course, Avo, of course. That's what you have. After Hashem Elokecha, we know, we say it twice a day at least. But the truth of the matter is, I think it's the biggest problem that we have today. That we've been focused so much on the negative, on the yira, on the pressure, that it didn't allow us to feel the freedom to be motivated with the Abba. I'm not suggesting that we drop the yira until we can get to the Abba. I'm not suggesting that we shouldn't keep it in our back pocket to pull out every once in a while or every as often as necessary when we find ourselves tempted to do something. But we have to work that the motivation has to really be that Avas Hashem. And the key to that Avas Hashem can be only one thing, and that is that sense of appreciating the Darkei Hashem, who Hashem is, what He does, and His midas, and His hanhoga, and His hatova to the world. That generates the ultimate Avas Hashem. That having been said, I'd like to share with you one other idea very briefly. maybe it should be said with apologies. The Rambam, we couldn't find the Rambam here, but it's quoted in this piece. Mutav la'odom laharbis, it's the end of Hilchas Purim, Hilchas Megillah. Mutav la'odom laharbis ma'atonas levyoinim ulaharbis v'sudos v'shloach monos l'reyov. If a person has extra money, whatever, it's better to do more matonas levyoinim than to be marbe in suda, which I assume carries with it drinking as well, than to be marbe in suda uvishlach monas l'reyov, or shalach monas. Suda, drinking, and shalach monas, it's still better for that extra time. Once you were yoytze the mitzvahs, that's the extra, it's better to do the matonas levyoinim. Why? What's the reason? Why is it better? These are all mitzvahs ayoyim. They're all equal mitzvahs ayoyim. There's four mitzvahs ayoyim. Why does one take precedent over the other? She'ein simcho gedoyla umafu'oro elo lisameach lev aniyim v'yesoyimim v'almonos v'geirim. He says there is no simcha that's so great and so glorious, so beautiful, to be elo than to be misameach the hearts of poor people, yesoyimim, almonos, and geirim. He says, that's the greatest simcha. So the mitzvah of Purim is to be misameach. It's a day of simcha. The mela, if you have that extra money, it's better to do matonas levyoinim, because that's the greatest simcha. Matonas levyoinim will be the greatest simcha. Why, he says, shahamisameach lev ho'umlolim ho'elu, one who rejoices the hearts of these broken people, these saddened people, demelishchino, he's emulating, he's enlikening himself to Hashem. Sheneemar lahachis ruach shvolim, lahachis lev nidkoim. What does Hashem do? He puts life into broken spirits, and he brings alive broken hearts. And therefore, when I give matonas lev yoinim, I'm doing the ultimate simcha. Why? Because one who does that is demeh to Hashem, and that's the I act like Hashem acts. And that's the ultimate source of simcha. So it seems that despite the fact that Purim was dedicated to a very material, physical type of simcha, they explain usually because the fact that since Purim was represented the Hatzolah of the physical survival of Klal Yisrael was on the verge of annihilation. It wasn't just a spiritual battle like in Hanukkah, but the battle was for life. Hashmid larig al abed eskol ayehudim minar v'adzokin taf v'noshim b'yoy mechod. That was the gzera. So we celebrate in a very physical way. There's a special Suda, and there's even the drinking. We're engaging and indulging all of the physical desires that a person has. Afal Pikein, the Rambam says, that doesn't compare in Simcha. And you give matonas levyoinim more, and you'll be mesameach the hearts of these downtrodden people, you'll have more simcha than all of the simcha, even the simchas hayoyim, which was dedicated to the material simcha, but it doesn't compare. It doesn't compare. There's no comparison. Ein simcha gedolim ufuor el sameach lev aniyim v'yisomim. And what's the reason? Why? Because when one does so, he's doymer l'shechina. That we can feel that we're emulating the ways of Hashem, that we follow the ways of Hashem, that we're acting the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts, that's the greatest source of simcha in the world. Poshet in fits with what, you know, we've been saying all the time about a person feeling good about himself and validation. What could be more validating? What could make me feel better about myself than the fact that I am emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I'm like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I act in the way that he acts. So, you know, the relevant piece of this right now is that we should think twice when we have to evaluate the apportionment of our time and our finances on Purim into what we choose to invest them. You know, some people spend fortunes on Shalach Monas and maybe not so much on Avatar Slavyanin. Some people spend fortunes on Sudas Purim and maybe not so much like Matanas Slavyanin. Some people spend fortune on what's the other thing that they do on Purim?
Megillah.
What? Megillah. Yes, they spend fortunes on a Megillah and not so much on Matanas Slavyanin. And this isn't there one more thing?
I think costumes,
costumes. And not so much in Matanas Levyoinim. Anything else? Look at that. Not one person here can come up with the right answer. Wow, that's beautiful.
That's really
That's really something to be proud of. Anyway, but I think it's a message. If we want to really be happy in life, then the closer that we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the more that we can feel connected, the more that we can feel that we emulate Him, that is the ultimate simcha. And I think that when it comes to Purim, there's a unique opportunity to feel that, because a whole year long, like, what am I sacrificing to feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You know, nothing. I try. I do. I'm busy. I do other things. Think about it a little bit. On Purim, you know, when there's this passion for certain things, when that passion seems to be fired up as like at, I hope like at no other time during the year. So then it's a time maybe to take a step back and to, you know, to think that to think. Maybe that's enough. And I just want to put an additional damper on it. And I know it's not going to ruin anybody's Purim, because unfortunately there's 2 weeks to go, and you'll, oh no, it's not 2 weeks to go. There's a few days to go, and you'll forget by then. But there is an achrayus that we have to each other also. It's a dangerous time. The Hatzolah people, I don't know about here in Eretz Yisrael, but in New York, the Hatzolah people say that the near-death experiences that take place on Purim are very serious. And there may be even worse, but there's always a lot of that. And people really overdo it, and they put themselves in a very dangerous situation. I just want to suggest that we should consider not only our own security, but the security of others as well. You know, the Gemara says that they will mevatel the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar on Shabbos for all the doiros. Why? Because maybe some Jew is going to have a shofar in Rishus HaRabim, and he has to blow the shofar, and he doesn't know how to do it, and he's going to forget and walk dalet amos to get someone to teach him how to blow shofar. Tosfos says that he's not going to take it out, carry it out of his house. From Rishus to Rishus, he'll remember that. He's not going to forget that it's Shabbos. Just this one unlikely circumstance of he'll be in Rishus HaRabim, he has a shofar, he has to blow, he doesn't know how to blow, he'll forget that you're not allowed to walk, the alarm is carrying Rishus HaRabim, and he'll carry down Rishus HaRabim to learn how to blow the shofar. And for that, I don't know how many times it's going to occur in history, probably not a regular event, it happens some all. For that, we're mevatel tkiyah shofar on Rosh Hashanah, which the Gemara says about Kol Shono She'ein Teike B'Tchilos Marim B'Soifo. If this a year that doesn't have Tkiyah Shofar at the beginning as bad at the end, so Tosfos there explains that that's only if Stam, but if it's done because of the Takaras Chachomim, so then that doesn't apply. But whatever it is, it's such a chush of a thing, remembering Akedas Yitzchok and Maimon Har Sinai and Esayurus to Tshuva. It's mamish. It's a source of chiyus to Klal Yisrael to be mevatel it for all the dayres anytime Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, because one Jew shouldn't have the however times it may happen that he'll make a mistake and he'll be Mechalel Shabbos in that unique form, even though he wouldn't ever carry it from one Rishus to another. And that's all for an Isur. Sakanto Chamira Mi Isura, Chazal say. Sakona is even more chomer. Sakona is more chomer. Because an Isur, you could do tshuva. Person does something, he makes a mistake, he does tshuva. He removes it. It's done. It's forgiven. It's kilu. Afilu rosha kol yomo v'osa tshuva v'achroino. The Rambam's loshen is ein mazkir loy shum dover meirishoy. Nothing will be remembered. It's all done. Sakona sometimes is irreversible. One litzlan. So I don't know. I beseech you, take that into consideration, not only for yourselves, but also for your friends. And sometimes we even have to sacrifice the kiyum ha-mitzvah, the kiyah shofar, or adalo yoda. Just maybe that somebody else shouldn't be in danger. Something to think about as well, and Hashem should help, that should enjoy the Purim, but also should be happy and safe.
Amen. Amen.